somebody does something totally ridiculous, and I say, oh, I don't understand him, and you say, no, I don't either. What makes him
do that way?
Okay. All right, you don't understand why he already did it that way, so you say, I don't know.
I don't understand why he did it that way.
Okay. If somebody is a suspect in a murder case, you'll say, well, they must think he
did it.
What do you call this place where you live, this building here?
Home.
Home, okay. And what does a carpenter work on usually? What does
builds homes.
Okay. And if you are inviting somebody, you'll say, come on over to our
house.
Okay. And if yours is the fourth one on the road, you'll say there are only four, you say there are
only four houses on the road.
Okay. Do you call the building where livestock is kept?
We call that the barn.
The barn, okay. And what other kinds of buildings would there be on a farm in this area? Besides the barn and the main house, what other kind of buildings might there be?
You have a garage or a car shed, and you have a wood shed, tool shed. We had a hay shed, cotton shed. Also had hog lot and hog shed and wagon shed.
Were they all separate buildings?
Well, some of them would be shedded off from one of the other buildings, but that was a separate wall between. There's a wall between the two areas.
Okay, what would you call a building where you stored corn?
That's a crib. Corn crib, we call it.
Okay.
It's separate, all to by itself.
Now, was there ever a part of a building where you stored grain of any kind?
We didn't have very much grain. When we did, we usually used the grain and cut it by hay in the dough stage.
Okay.
And never did combine it. Very little, except for some seed.
All right. Did you ever hear of anybody having a building where they kept
grain
storage?
Just a grain shed, I reckon.
Grain shed. Okay.
If they had one.
All right. Did you ever hear it called that?
Granary.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't believe I ever heard of the granary.
Granary. Okay.
Back then.
Not back then. All right. Well, what? How did they build one of those? What did it need to be like if they were going to store grain in it? Building.
Well, it's usually a slatted type shed, so air could pass through.
Okay. All right, now the top part of a barn, the upper part.
The roof of the loft.
Loft, I guess. What did you keep up there?
Usually kept our hay and fodder, roughage feed, like fodder and hay or grain hay.
Did you refer to any other parts of the barn as anything special besides the loft? And, was there a section you call one thing and another section you call something?
Well, usually you'd harvest different crops at different times, and the early crops usually went in the back part of the barn. The later crops would be put near the front part of the barn. And, of course, you have a certain section for you. What we used to pull fodder off of corn, and